It's 9.07 a.m. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh on RDU 98.5. On the other end of the line, we do have Merck. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, fantastic. And even better hearing your lovely voice. Mm,
of course. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm just here to flirt,
how,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing on this fine Wednesday morning?
It is fine. It is fine up here. It's been off and off rainy. I'm just sitting my coffee. And we're waiting for the van to show up, and my band and I are going to load up and drive to Wellington.
Yes.
Very cool.
And, of course, that's for the Infinite Youth Tour, which you've been on. Do you already have some highlights from the tour so far?
Yeah, I mean, we've played two shows so far, and they were both extremely special. Auckland was sold out, and that's where I live now, which is really cool, so heaps of mates. And then played in Tauranga on Sunday, which is my hometown, so it was like a friends and family, very cozy, wholesome evening. Oh man, they've been really fun.
Very cool. Well, we were looking through the social medias, and we saw that for your Tauranga show, you played with your high school music teacher. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Very cool.
Yeah, the guy that his name is Matt Bowman, and he's an amazing songwriter, and he kind of was the one that got me into songwriting, and he was the person who gave me Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys to take home. And, kind of quite, formational stuff, really. So it's really cool that he was able to play with us at this gig.
That's so cool. Gosh, we've been having so many full circle moments for New Zealand Music Month. So, gosh, it must just be something in the water right now.
Yeah, that's
amazing. Of course, we are here for a guest list where you play an old and new track for us. And your old track is I'll Be Lightning by Liam Finn. How come you picked this one for us?
This Liam Finn album was just I just thrashed it in high school. It was such a big part of my musical education, I would say. And this track in particular is super cool. I think his dad Neil is on it, and also Colin Moxon plays on it. And so I don't know, it was just very cool as a teenager in Tauranga, hearing this New Zealand indie music being made, and hearing about the community of people like Conan and Lawrence Arabia, who are all kind of linked in with that friend group. I don't know, it's just a very cool mythology.
Yeah.
Growing up, kind of was an inspiration for me to kind of build a similar thing with me and my friends, you know.
Oh, cool. Amazing.
Very cool. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll be back to talk more about the album, the tour, and all things Merck. This is I'll Be Lightning by Liam Finn.
Shoe on.
That was I'll Be Lightning by Liam Finn, chosen for us by Merck here for a guest list, brought to you by New Zealand On Air. You're still there with us. How's it going?
I am. What a terrifying song.
It is a bit. Yeah. Yeah, it is. But it's cool, though. It's nice.
It's
like
really cool.
Yeah.
It's like very awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's in the truest sense of that word, definitely.
Oh, people exactly, overuse yeah. awesome. Don't get me started.
Yeah,
that's tangent.
That was a great usage of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Infinite Youth has been out for about a little over a month. Yeah. So how's it been having, you know, the album out in the world, people listening to it, and you know, gaining lots of success so far?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been super fun. I mean, obviously, it was like a long journey of creating it, and it took quite a while. And then we had a number of setbacks to do with releasing it. I mean, we were going to release it last year, and then we had all these hiccups happen, and international tours get cancelled because of the C word.
Yes.
But so it feels really good to have it out finally, and yeah, for people to be able to listen to it and to go play shows. I mean, I went over to Australia 2 weeks ago and played some gigs, and it was really cool. So the world is opening vocally, and
that's so cool.
Yeah,
what's it like dealing with, you know, kind of, well, not what's it like
dealing with,
you know, going from, you know, I make music, and you know, being, you know, having a high school music teacher and just getting into it and all that kind of stuff, to suddenly, you know, doing nationwide tours and traveling outside of the country to do shows, and you know, having this level of success. What's the journey like?
I think, well, to this point at least, it's been a very slow one, and just like the slow, consistent grind. I mean, like it took a long time for me to kind of even start my own solo project, have enough songs to write my first album, and then writing a second album was even harder, and then putting bands together. I don't know, it's a long journey, for sure. And I'm very grateful that, I mean, this is my first ever headline tour, so... Mm. I'm very grateful that it's going super well so far, and we're having heaps of fun.
Yeah.
It seems very special.
A great time. Definitely. Do you want to tell us about Infinite Youth itself, the album, its meaning, and how you, I suppose, landed on Infinite Youth as a title?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this is kind of like my coming of age album. I'm 27 now, but when I started, I was like 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there's something, I feel like there's something that happens to many people through those mid-20s years where we kind of change a little bit, our frontal lobes finish developing or whatever it is, and good things happen, bad things happen, and we kind of tend to move on and just try to live our lives normally. But yeah, so this is kind of an ode to departing youth, I guess, and like, but also trying to take a like a internal youth with throughout my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. That's the thing. I'm 22, but I am totally not an adult in any way.
Yes. I'm waiting for that frontal lobe development for sure.
Your Saturn returns. See, I'm an astrology person. Your Saturn returns.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
I'll call it that. The other thing I want to ask about, of course, you're playing in Lyttelton soon at the Loons.
Yes.
A lovely venue. So, what can we expect from that performance?
It's so fun. I've really loved the two shows that we've done so far. I've got a big band, there's six of us, and there's heaps of thrills and spills, maybe a couple costume changes.
Ooh!
It's quite like a spectacle, I would say.
Wow, that's really exciting. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a nice celebration of releasing this music, and I'm super lucky to travel with such amazing friends and such amazing musicians. So, it's going to be cool.
Oh. Very cool. And speaking of amazing musicians, you've picked another song for us, Cheshire by Phoebe Rings. Do you want to tell us why you picked this track for us?
Yeah, I love this song. It's so cool. For those who don't know about Phoebe Rings, they're like a relatively New Auckland band, and they just have this one song out. They're working on new material at the moment. Few friends of mine, but I just really am inspired by the songwriting and the production. It's a very complicated song, but it feels very simple and catchy. I don't know, I love it.
Very cool.
It's been great talking to you this morning, Merc. And I wish you all the best for the rest of the Infinite Youth Tour. We'll play you out with Cheshire, Phoebe Rings, which I love that song, so thank you for blessing my ears with it. And everyone out there. Yes.
All good. Thanks for chatting, guys. Bye.
With laughter.
Guest List, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.